The Cosmo with Scott De Butler on RTE Pulse in association with Gaystar News. For all your LGBTI news, gaystarnews.com.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott De Butler, here on RTE Pulse in association with Gaystar News. This week's podcast took us from Dublin to Vancouver and Los Angeles as well, so it was really a tale of three cities. In Dublin, we chatted to music producer Outrage to find out about a house dance track that was inspired by a speech by a drag queen. Then again, it's no ordinary drag queen. In Los Angeles, we found out about the new movie that is coming out later on this year called Such Good People. It stars Michael Urie, which many people may know from Ugly Betty, as well as Randy Harrison, which many people may remember from the American version of Queer as Folk. And in Vancouver, Jenny Butler will be speaking to the community activist Miss P about an LGBT community initiative called the Buddy System. And it's really, really inspiring and something that possibly could be copied in other cities around the world. If you want to get in touch with us, you can easily do so by emailing thecosmo@rte.ie. You can also send us a tweet at rtecosmo, at gaystarnews, and of course, you can send us individually a tweet as well at Scott the Butler or at Radio J Butler. For now, though, enjoy the podcast.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo on RTE Pulse. It's Jenny Butler just hijacking the airwaves for a few minutes from Scott De Butler to bring you over to Vancouver to find out a little bit about a community initiative called the Buddy System. Joining me on the line now is Miss P, who is a Vancouver community events organiser. Miss P, you're very welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So you set up the Buddy System to keep event goers safe in Vancouver. How did the idea for that come about?
The buddy system came out of a very unfortunate situation that happened last year. Early last February, leaving one of our local drag king nights, one of the drag king performers that is a regular here in Vancouver, who goes by the name of Owen, was leaving the night and exited the bar, had been drinking that evening, and ended up in a situation where she was raped by people outside of the venue. So as a result of this, there was a conversation that happened between myself. At the time, I was a regular attendee of the night, and the event organizer, who goes by the name Ponyboy. And the two of us sat down and discussed that this was an unacceptable thing to happen at these nights, that it was really scary, and that we didn't feel like our community should have to leave the area just because situations like this might happen. And so instead, we decided to take a more grassroots approach and actively do something to try and keep our community safe. So this idea of the buddy system, in which the community members watch out for each other and in which community members can actively do outreach or harm reduction to keep people a little bit more sober, a little bit more safe, and a little bit more aware, came out of that situation.
Okay. And what is a buddy, essentially? Like, what do you have to... Is it a specific type of person? Are you looking for somebody who has maybe counselling experience, or can it really be anybody, and you can sort of show them what they need to do to be a good buddy at events?
At this point, the buddy system has evolved to be sort of a two-tier system. So we've decided to make it a paid position. And there's actually someone who is a trained buddy system coordinator during each of the monthly parties. And they're the person who's in charge of coordinating that evening. So they're the person that has access to all the supplies that we use that night. So, for example, waters, bus tickets if they're available, the glow-in-the-dark bracelets that we use to identify ourselves. So there's one person who runs all of that, and that's a paid staff member. And then in addition to that, anyone else can volunteer to be a buddy as well. And they take less of an active role. They're sort of more just throughout the space to raise awareness and to be visible as someone who is sober within the space. So the main qualification to being any kind of buddy is that you are committing to being sober for the entire evening. And then the level of activity depends on whether you're a paid staff or someone who's volunteering to just kind of be in the space and be a sober presence within the space.
And you're known as a performer and also as a community event organiser, and you're known quite well and around Vancouver. Do you feel a sense of responsibility then, because you're so well known, to be the person who sets this type of initiative up? Or is it something that you just thought, you know what, I sat down with my friend, I worked this out for this particular event and it might extend to other events? Or how do you kind of feel in relation to that? Do you feel a lot of responsibility, or is it just something, you know what, it's kind of common sense, it needed to be done and you did it?
I would say that for me, it seemed more like a common sense thing. I just happened to be in a position where it was really easy for me to take action and make something like that happen because I had a relationship with the event organizer already. So I was someone who was already able to sit down with Pony Boy and have those conversations. But I do think it's something that anyone can do. And I think that something like the buddy system is something that people can run in any bar all over the world. You always... If you're a regular attendee of a night or a particular establishment and you feel that there's a need to run a buddy system type of program, it's very easy to do. All you really need access to is some kind of visual identifier. In our case, we went with glow-in-the-dark bracelets, and then access to a flat of water, which is fairly affordable to get for most people. So it was really more a matter of just being, for me anyways, launching this was more a matter of just being a concerned human being who was someone who wanted to take an active role in my community and someone who is invested in caring about people in my local community. So that was how that came about.
And you run other events as well, kind of around Vancouver, and you have a couple of events that you run around sort of Pride time in Vancouver as well. Can you tell me a little bit about those and maybe how the buddy system kind of ties in with those as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the events that I run here in Vancouver is a Pride Week festival called Gender Fest. And it's a gender-varied alternative to the mainstream Pride events that happen. The mainstream Pride events that happen here in Vancouver are fairly large, fairly corporate, and very sort of more gay and lesbian themed. And they happen in a part of town that's like the downtown area, the downtown core. And Gender Fest happens in what here in Vancouver is called East Van or the East Side. So it's more of an alternative area. People are slightly lower income. It tends to be a geographic area where people are more gender varied. So we have more transgender people and people who identify as gender queer. And so Gender Fest is meant to encompass all of those kinds of people. And a big part of what Gender Fest is about inclusion and about making people feel safe within the spaces that Gender Fest hosts. And so the buddy system is something that we run as part of Gender Fest as well for the big dance party that happens on Pride Sunday.
That's fantastic, and it's a great initiative. I think a lot of people could maybe sort of take a leaf from your book and kind of revive these nights, because there was a lot of them, like the Home Alive kind of system, which I believe was in Seattle for a while, and a couple of other things. And, you know, it's something I think that really events should, you know, there's also a lot of people who go out and don't drink and they might like to go out and enjoy the atmosphere, but would also be happy to take maybe a little bit of responsibility for getting everybody home safe. So I really do think it's a wonderful thing that you do. If anybody wants to find out more about the events that you organise or yourself in general, how can they do that, Miss P?
If they wanted to, they could go to genderfest.ca. That would be the Genderfest Festival website, so that's a really good place to do that. I'm not sure what the Man Up website is, but I'm sure if you Googled Man Up Vancouver, you would find it. And you could also find Man Up on Facebook as well. And if you were interested in getting a hold of me, probably the most direct way or easiest way to do it is on Twitter. But if you just checked out Genderfest on the website or on Twitter, you could get a hold of me directly through either of those as well.
That's perfect. Miss P, all the way from beautiful British Columbia, Vancouver, thanks a million for your time today. Very much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
Now, by this stage, most of us have seen the fantastic and moving speech made by Panty Bliss, also known as Rory O'Neill, on the stage of the Abbey Theatre here in Dublin. Many people were inspired by it, were touched by it, and one such person was so touched that they decided to create a dance track from parts of the speech, or at least using parts of the speech. Outrage is the name of the DJ who decided to put the words to a bit of music, and I'm delighted to say he's on the phone with me at the moment. Outrage, you're very welcome along to the show.
Thanks very much, Scott.
So bring us back to when you were listening to Panty's fantastic speech at the Abbey. Obviously, you were inspired enough by this to create a dance track. But where, at what point did you think I could put this to music?
Well, it was actually the second time I was listening to it. So I'd heard the first time on YouTube. I obviously thought it was great. And then the second time I was listening to the Miriam O'Callaghan interview Rory on Radio 1. And she played back some extracts from the speech. And I just think I was listening pretty intensely this time. And I could hear a real sincerity in Panty's voice. And, you know, that kind of tone that makes you listen up and really, you know, take on board what someone's saying. And I just thought, you know, those vocals are so strong, the message is so powerful, and I just knew, kind of, I heard check myself in my head, and then I heard some beats behind, and I thought, you know, that could really work. So basically that's exactly what I did. I went up to my little home studio at home and chopped up the sample and just kind of rearranged this into a kind of a melody that might work.
And how long did it take from start to finish in that case?
Basically, I worked solid on it for about 10 hours that day. I missed my lunch, missed my dinner and everything. But wow. I was in a good zone, so kept banging away at it. And actually, that Sunday night, I had a final draft ready on my USB. And I actually went to the George and handed it to the DJ to try and get him to play it. I don't know if he did in the end, because I ended up going home a bit earlier. But so the first draft was done in about 10 hours. Put it up on SoundCloud the next morning, and it got 3,000 plays that day, and a lot of positive comments, kind of, you know, calling for it to be released on iTunes and that kind of thing.
Excellent. So tell us about the reaction in that case. You're saying already that it's been pretty positive, and even to hear that there were over 3,000, you know, plays, I guess, of it within a matter of hours is fantastic. But you went back to the studio, you worked with a few producers, I believe, and you made another version.
Yeah, that's right. Like, basically, I must just thank everyone who's actually helped it get to this stage, because I just contacted as many people as I could think of at the very early stage, and just said, can you help? What can you do? A lot of people passed on my information to other people, and eventually I got in touch with two professional producers in the production suite, and they basically, you know, worked with me in the studio for two more days. They worked with the likes of Westlife and Aslan and some big names like that. So, you know, it was really about just getting the first draft that I had made and getting it, like, ready for radio.
Excellent.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so that's how that came about.
Well, listen, we're going to be listening to it in a few minutes' time, but you haven't released it for no cause at all. It is now going towards charities. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, so basically, when I got in touch with Panty, I'd already planned to release the single for charity, and Panty chose the charity belonged to, which has been getting a lot of support from the hashtag Team Panty campaign. So I kind of came in under that banner as well. So yeah, all the money is going to belong to. It's available to download now from outragerecordings.com, or if you just search the name Oppression or Panty Bliss in iTunes, it comes up straight away. It's also the featured released on HMV Digital this week. So you just go HMV Digital and there it is right in front of you. So like I say, yeah, all proceeds go to belong to, and they work with young LGBT people in Dublin and across the country as well, actually.
Excellent. And I was looking on iTunes earlier, having a listen to it, and I believe it's just for 99 cents, so that's an absolute bargain for charity as well.
Yes, exactly.
Right, well, listen, we're going to give it a bit of airtime here on RT Pulse tonight. But in the meantime, Outrage, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Also, thank you for going to the trouble of actually creating this. It's really, really great. And hopefully we'll be hearing a few more tracks from you soon.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Now, sadly, due to music rights regulations, we can't play any music on this podcast. But if you do want to listen to Oppression by Outrage featuring Panty Bliss, you can pop along to the full version of The Cosmo on RT Pulse, which is available at rte.ie/radio.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, as always on the show, we're always on the lookout for the best and the most recent in LGBT arts and film. One such film that you're going to have to keep an eye out for is Such Good People. It stars Michael Urie, who is best known, I guess, from Ugly Betty, and as well as that Randy Harrison, who many people may remember from the American version of Queer as Folk. To tell me a lot more about the film, what it's about, and hopefully where we're going to be able to see it, I have David Michael Barrett, a producer and screenwriter, and Stuart Wade, a producer and director of Such Good People. They join me on the phone from Los Angeles at the moment. David and Stuart, you're very welcome along.
Thank you.
Scott, how are you doing?
Here.
Not too bad. Thank you very much for coming on to the show tonight. David, let's start with yourself. What is Such Good People all about?
Well, Such Good People is a contemporary screwball comedy all about greed and jealousy and all those wonderful, typically American virtues. And it's about a gay couple who are house-sitting for wealthy friends, and they discover a secret room with $1 million in it. And then their friends unfortunately die while they're out of the country. And this gay couple, Randy Harrison and Michael Urie, take it upon themselves to make sure the right thing's done with the money. They get into a whole bunch of trouble, and then they get out of a whole bunch of trouble, and it's really a lot of fun.
Excellent. All right. It already sounds like something to keep an eye out for. It sounds very, very funny already. Michael Urie and Randy Harrison, you know, Michael, we've already seen in recent years in terms of great comedic delivery. Stuart, you know, tell us about the characters. What can we expect from both main characters in this comedy?
Well, yeah, anyone who's seen Michael Urie knows he's got amazing comic timing, and he was actually the first person that we thought of for this movie because of that. And he really responded to the screenplay and, I think, you know, brought just an incredible level of funny. But the surprise to me, I mean, I always loved Randy Harrison as a dramatic actor, and, you know, it's always a bit different when someone does comedy. It's a whole different animal. But we liked him so much, and Michael knew him and had been wanting to work with him, and it worked out so well. Randy also has this amazing comic timing. They have very different energies, which is good for this. You don't want them to be on the same level, but you know, they're both just drop dead funny, and they had amazing chemistry together.
Excellent. All right. So this film is almost ready for people to see in America. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Okay. And obviously it's going to be coming to Europe at a slightly later point. But how long has it taken for, you know, for everyone to come together and, you know, put this film together and have it at the point where it is now? Like, how long has that now taken?
Well, you know, the unfortunately, one of the challenging things of making movies is they take forever. It was, you know, starting with writing the script, and then when Stuart and our other producer, David Avalone, the three of us got together and decided to make the film, we very slowly started the whole process of first doing, you know, rewrites on the script, and then figuring out who the best cast was to attach. Then we went about raising the money, and, you know, then we shot the film last summer, and now we're just this week actually finishing film. So,
it must be so exciting in that case to know that you're so close to having it almost ready, letting people watch it. You know, Stuart, what's the feeling for you guys right now, knowing that it's just about ready to let an audience have a look at it?
Oh, it's so exciting. We are so proud of the movie and so eager to see people's response. It is a long process, as David said. So we're finally at the home stretch here, and I can't wait to be sitting in a theater watching it with an audience. I think they're really going to just love it.
Excellent. And Stuart, in that case, what is the, or when can people actually expect to be able to see it, whether in the United States or elsewhere?
I don't know if we're ready to announce our premiere, but we will be premiering in the spring in the U.S. And I would imagine probably by summer or fall, it'll make its way to the festivals in Europe. I don't know the schedule there as well as I do the U.S., but, things are so international these days. I expect it'll get to Europe sooner rather than later.
Excellent. All right. And David, for people who want to find out a bit more about it, where are they able to go along to?
We have a website, which is really fantastic. Suchgoodpeoplemovie.com. You can also follow us on Facebook if you just look for Such Good People. And of course, Twitter too, for Such Good People.
Okay, so if anyone goes along to those sites, they'll be able to keep subscribed to updates of when the film is.
There's a whole wealth of information about the movie.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's hopefully going to be enough to keep people entertained until they actually get to see the film itself. It sounds like a really, really funny film. Cannot wait to see it myself. Once again, Michael Urie and Randy Harrison are starring in it. And no doubt, many, many other fantastic actors. And actually, I believe a few other people from other or very well-known actors and actresses are also involved, aren't they? Stuart.
Yes, indeed. We were so fortunate. We actually have a couple of other people that were on Ugly Betty. Alec Mappa, who I worked with on my previous film, True Love, he came and did a little part that was just hilarious. He's so funny. And Anna Ortiz, who played Betty's sister on the show, she's got a really great role as a detective in Such Good People. So it was a bit of a reunion for them. And in addition, we have people like Scott Wolf, James Urbaniak, Lance Bass, just an amazing cast. We were so lucky to get them.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. It sounds really, really star-packed, so I cannot wait to see this myself. Listen, in the meantime, David Michael Barrett and Stuart Wade, thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight. And best of luck with what's left of the post-production for the film, and we cannot wait to see it. So thank you very much.
The Cosmo with Scott De Butler on RTE Pulse in association with Gaystar News. For all your LGBTI news, gaystarnews.com.